Hi, so this is Andrew Thompson and Jonathan Carpenter of Berries discussing the new RICS Home Buyers report, which started off in the market a couple of months ago. Jonathan, you've been doing home buyers reports for some time, done a few of the new ones now. What's your overall opinion of them?
Well, I think now that I've got used to the new system, it is a very friendly user report. The old report gave a lot of information, but what's the advantage of this one is with this colour coding that we're now using and the ratings, it's much easier for the customer, the layperson, not to have to read a lot of technical terms, but be able to see very easily whether something is okay or whether there's something that they need to deal with when they've bought the property, or indeed if there's something that they now need to look at before they buy. So the ratings and the colour codings are very helpful.
So we've got three colour codings now, haven't we?
You've got the green, the amber and the red, so it follows the traffic lights, and you've got the one, the two and the three. The one being everything's fine, the two being you've got something you need to deal with, but it's not necessarily urgent. Three, red, danger, beware, look at it before you buy, something you need to investigate before you purchase.
Because under the old format, the works nearly got collated at the end, didn't they? So
yes.
You had the action points all gathered at the end.
Yes.
Now it's all at the front, isn't it?
It's all up front. You start off with the summary, which is all rather odd. Mm. But yes, you get all of this up front, and then you can see what your colour codings are.
So the main benefit of the system is it's just greater clarity for the layperson reading the report?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is clearer than the previous one. There's sort of less words, which is I think is quite useful, and it's very clear and concise.
I think that for me, because the couple I've done, I don't do as many as you, but it's the concise reporting. I find it a lot easier to draft them actually.
It is, once you've got used to it. It is very easy to report, because there's very clear headings. There are one or two areas that I think the RICS need to look at, which is which are not necessarily specific headings and do get lost somewhere in amongst the headings. One of the things that concerns me is there's no specific heading, as there was in the previous report, about things like dampness. And dampness is obviously one of the major
critical
and concerns of a buyer. And there's no specific heading for dampness, and you have to build that into one or two of the other headings. And that's something I think perhaps that the RICS, when they come to redraft this, might want to look at. But generally, I think it's a very concise, very clear, and gives a very good summary of the condition of a property.
Excellent. I think that's probably as good a summary as we're going to get. Thanks, Jonathan.